Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, as we welcome Jared Halpern to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
You have been given a juicy story to cover. The filibuster voting rights bill, the latest. Will Democrats get a vote before MLK Day? There's so much to talk about regarding filibustering and our president and the Democrats in general. I'm waiting with all ears to hear what you have to say.
Well, they're going to get a vote before MLK Day. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, has made that clear. Now, whether it will be a successful vote, I suppose, is the big question mark. And President Biden is making the trip to Capitol Hill today. He will meet with Senate Democrats as they press forward on sort of figuring out what it is they want to do. We expect that either over the weekend, and I think probably more likely on Monday, the Senate will again vote on these voting rights bills, these two that are now paired together. We expect that Republicans will filibuster, will not provide the 60 votes needed to end debate on that legislation. And at that point, Schumer will take to the floor and basically put forward a motion to eliminate the 60-vote threshold and reduce it to a 51-vote threshold. And that then will become the vote that sort of defines this issue as it relates to changing the filibuster and what that looks like. The elimination of the legislative filibuster, in other words, saying that you never need 60 votes to shut off debate, is unlikely. That is not going to happen. What is being discussed is crafting a exception for the 60-vote threshold on, you know, voting rights-specific legislation. You know, there are already exceptions, of course, to the filibuster. We talk a lot about budget reconciliation, right? These spending bills that deal with taxing and spending, both parties use that as a way to get around the filibuster. And just last month, Senate Republicans went along with a plan from Democrats to eliminate the filibuster as it related to raising the debt limit so that Democrats could raise it on their own without Republicans voting for it, but also not defaulting. And so, listen, the Senate works on its own precedents, works on its own rules, and sort of governs itself. So how narrow or broad any sort of filibuster carve-out is entirely up to Senate Democrats. But again, it's going to come down to the votes. They need every single one of their 50 Democrats in the Senate to agree to whatever it is they're going to do, and they are not there yet. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are not there yet. And so can they find something that those two go along with is the big question. That's one of the reasons that they're bringing in, you know, the chief today, bringing in President Biden to discuss this issue with the caucus.
It's amazing the way they've attacked Joe Manchin, that he's the bad guy here, and the way they've gone right after one of their own. It's fascinating. I salute Joe Manchin for standing up for what he believes, and he believes we shouldn't spend ourselves into oblivion. But the hypocrisy, I mean, that's nothing new in politics, but on the filibuster, it brings it to a whole new level. The point of the filibuster is to prevent temporary thin majorities in Congress. And look, they've even been thinner than this. The Dems have a very thin majority going on right now. It prevents them from running through laws that lack serious, long-lasting public support. And the president, who now says the filibuster is like dancing with the devil, for 36 years as a senator, he used it all the time and thought it was fabulous. He defended throughout his Senate career, and he has praised the filibuster as being about compromise and moderation. What a lie. I mean, don't these guys understand or care that we have video now of these people saying these things and now contradicting themselves wildly?
Well, again, I think a lot of it comes down to the way that the filibuster has been used over the last few decades, right? There is not like a constitutional filibuster, right? This is entirely at the discretion of the Senate and how they've used it. And we've seen it change over the years. We used to, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington and you stand up and talk. That's not the way it is anymore. Now it just takes 40 senators to, or I guess 41 senators to get together and say, we don't want to debate this bill anymore, or we don't want to shut off debate on this bill anymore, and that's enough. And so the argument has been that the way that the filibuster was designed has been abused. Both parties, by the way, accused the other of abusing the filibuster. That's why, for instance, there is no longer a 60-vote threshold on nominations. That started with Harry Reid, who eliminated the 60-vote margin on most nominees, save for Supreme Court justices, and now, you know, when Republicans were in control, eliminated that for Supreme Court justices. And so that's one of the arguments that has been made by those who would like to see filibuster reform is there is no 60-vote threshold, for instance, for a lifetime term on the Supreme Court, but there is for, you know, a spending bill, a short-term congressional authorization, right? And so I've heard that argument from Democrats. Republicans certainly will say that this is about institutional rights. This is about making sure that it is not the House of Representatives. Certainly President Biden has talked about how the filibuster has engendered bipartisanship in the past, which is why, again, I think if you see Democrats make a move like this, it's going to be very narrow. Again, but you know, we know what that means, right? Senate works on precedent. Then when Republicans are in control, there will be an issue by which is too important to let the filibuster stand in the way. And that's how you sort of see the slippery slope go down. And that is the warning that has been made by not just Republicans and Democrats, but those who sort of view the Senate in a way that has operated over the last 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years.
Jared, we got to run. Jared Halpern here on WJR.